This one we will start with Jonathan Christ Tompkins. Do you support or are you opposed to opening ANWR for further oil development?
I think increasing oil production has got to be one of Alaska's top priorities. And fortunately, I think we've got technology that is constantly evolving that, I mean, allows for the production increases that Senator Kukesh just mentioned. And so you have the Liberty Field up on the North Slope that, because of horizontal drilling methods, is allowing increased production with minimal environmental impact. And I think increasingly with ANWR, similar possibilities exist in that the oil is in the coastal plain in ANWR. It's in the thin band of land right on the Arctic Ocean. And so I think we can seriously examine production there and development in ANWR with you know, little to no impact. The Liberty Field, if I'm getting it correctly, is just off the coast of ANWR. And so not technically in the refuge, yet you're getting production from that region. So I think increasing production is really important because the financial future of Alaska depends on it. And fortunately, with the assist of technology, there's a lot of possibility to get the production without the environmental harms that are feared.
Mr. Thomas, what is your view?
Quick, yes. I voted for the resolution probably almost every year it was introduced to go forward. Previously, I worked for the North Slope Bureau, and where they felt that we should go forward. I believe we can develop it responsibly. And as technology, as Jonathan was saying, is evolving, and this is what we have to keep in mind, is technology is changing for everything all the time, and we can go in there and develop this properly. I mean, probably 30 years ago would have been looking more like Prudhoe Bay, but with directional drilling and being able to stay with a small pad within ANWR and hit most of the oil fields, I think it can be done. I support it.
We will now head over to Mr. Kukesh. Again, do you support or are you opposed to opening ANWR for further oil development?
Well, for those of you who don't know, and a lot of you are very young in here, ANWR was set out aside as an oil reserve many, many years ago. We haven't been able to take advantage of that because there's a group of people in the United States that you may be familiar with who don't want any more drilling in any parts of the country. But when you look at that spill in Louisiana last year that happened offshore, underwater, and you saw the devastation it caused, and you compare that to doing something above ground in ANWR, in an oil reserve that was initially set aside, you ask yourself, why would people oppose that when your alternative is to go offshore and drill? I think that ANWR was set aside for a specific purpose. Alaska and the people in the legislature, and Bill is absolutely right, we vote every year on a resolution to open ANWR, and I voted every year to open it. I have nothing against opening ANWR. I think it would benefit the state. We would get our share of the royalty money out of that and would continue to add to the coffers that we have and to the infrastructure we need to build. You can't build an infrastructure without money. And I think ANWR would help us. I'm always amazed that people in Washington, D.C. want to make a decision that impact us in our state, and we don't make decisions that impact them in their state. So if it was up to Alaskans, we'd open it. I'm sure we would. We've had a lot of support in Washington, D.C., but not enough to get it over the hurdle to open ANWR. It's a political football that eventually has to be answered, especially when America is facing the kind of fuel shortages and fuel costs that we're facing now because we get most of our oil from overseas. ANWR would help solve some of that problem.